Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Week 13 wraps with a Monday Night Football this evening. We'll give you a preview there. We'll hit more of some of the action from yesterday. Still a lot more to go over. Also, the Thanksgiving games, of course. There were some monster results there. Case of the Mondays later on this hour at 9:40 Eastern. Joe O, Sammy P with you on a Monday morning. We are back for the week here on Bet Sweats. Let's hit Giants-Patriots, man. With a win for the Patriots tonight, they are back to being the number one seed. For now, the Broncos are the one seed following last night's overtime victory against the Commanders. The point spread is 7. So you've got the 10-2 Pats hosting the 2-10 Giants. The Patriots looking for their 10th straight win, and the Giants trying to avoid their 7th straight loss. Jackson Dart does return under center. So that's a big storyline in New York. Those following the Giants, okay, we got our guy, our rookie. Dart is back. Let's see what he can do. For the Patriots, their offensive line's in shambles now. Will Campbell goes on IR, brutal injury last week, and you've got a quarterback that was getting sacked a whole lot, Sam, a whole lot, and now he's missing his blindside guy in Will Campbell. It's going to be veteran Lowe. I just know Lowe. Like at sometimes he was, remember early last year, he was good. And then he started dealing with an injury and he was god awful. So I'm sure the offensive line, very worrisome to Patriots fans laying 7 tonight.
Is that Bedarian Lowe? I think that's
Bedarian Lowe. Yes.
He's the guy that was just getting cooked a couple years ago. Because I was working at Nesson at the time, and the Patriots were really bad that year. I think they won 3 games or whatever, 4 games, and he was just horrible, horrible. So good luck with that. I took 7. I did not think we were going to see 7.5. I did not. So incorrect on my part, but now you can take 7.5 if you're so inclined. Unfortunately, if you're going to take that hook, you got to lay the juice. You got to lay $1.18 at BetMGM or $1.20 at other books. I'm content with my 7. After what we saw last night and how great Denver has been to that point, you're just paying a premium. Anything you want to do, New England, moneyline or side, you're going to pay the tax. And that's why Denver was almost a 7-point favorite last night. That's why New England is a 7.5-point favorite tonight, because of what they've done, not because of how healthy they are. And understand that. So the one thing the Giants can do, you would think, get pressure. Get to the quarterback. At least throw him off timing, off rhythm. Now, if the Giants score 7 points, they're not going to cover. But I like this Kafka-Dart combination. And I think Kafka, after we saw last week, the things he had cooking in the vault with Jameis, what do you think he's got with Jackson Dart, who's just a more versatile quarterback? He can do more. Even though he's younger, he can do more. And a lot of RPO, a lot of throwing on the run. I'm intrigued to see what they can do tonight. And I do think they can hang around. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say the Giants are going to win the game, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, we just saw multiple teams that were, you know, touchdown favorites or more either struggle or lose outright yesterday. It's not impossible, even though the Giants were 2-10 on the season and 0-7 on the road. Have not won a road game this year. Now go to Foxborough, right? But the line is an issue for the Patriots, and I don't think New England's going to be able to run the ball the way that they have been running the ball all season long. So I took 7. I did that on Thursday or Friday. I can't even remember because the days all run together on holiday, but I do have the Giants. No thoughts on the total, and as I said off the top, I need a touchdown or more from Tyrone Tracy, who I see plus 235 to get into the end zone tonight.
That's a good debate there with the New England run game. What are they going to be able to do with a beat-up offensive line, but you're facing a defense that is awful at stopping the run? And we've seen some pretty good teams at home, no chance at stopping the run over the weekend. Those teams ended up getting smoked. Now you have a Patriots team that can run the ball, and you got a road team that can't stop the run. What are we gonna see here? Not quite sure. What'd they do with Henderson? 60.5. That's the rushing yards total. 14.5 attempts, 60.5 on rushing yards. He's -110 for an anytime touchdown there. You mentioned a team in the Giants that can get pressure. You're right. They can. Burns has been awesome. And it's mostly Burns. Like, that's the surprising part. You've got Thibodeau. Like, he's had a couple of good games. Abdul Carter, I'm still waiting on his first sack of the year, Sam. We are still stuck at a half. When half the year, this guy's your favorite for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Why? I have no idea. But that they finally made a change there. But Burns has 13 sacks. Is it 13? Yeah, 13 total sacks this year. The next highest on the team is 3. 3. So it's Burns. That's the guy you've got to watch out for. Drake May has taken 37 sacks. That is the fourth most in the NFL. I'm thinking he's going to climb higher on that list after today. Cam Ward, 48. Geno Smith, 46. Justin Herbert, 38. Drake May, 37. So there's a decent chance that the Giants can get to the quarterback, especially with a compromised offensive line. One score games. 6 of them for the New York Giants. Any guesses on their record in one score games this year? 6 games.
Well, considering they have 2 wins, I'm going to guess they're 1-5.
Very good. They are 1-5 on the year. So the one score games, overtime loss at Dallas, overtime loss by, no, it wasn't overtime. It was a 1-point loss at Denver, tough place to play. They lost at Chicago, a 1-score game. Dart goes down to an injury. Then they couldn't do anything offensively. Their last game, overtime at Detroit. They should have won. So these road games, these tough road games, they're keeping them competitive. Right there with Dallas, right there with Denver, right there with Detroit, right there with Chicago. So why can't they keep it within 7? I think they can as well. That's where I'm at. And you look at these last few games, what's happened. I mentioned that Chicago game week 10. You had the Dart injury. Daboll gets fired after that game. Then they face Green Bay. They lose by 7, a 1-score game. They're fighting for Kafka. They should have won last week against Detroit. The Lions were very lucky to get out of there with a win. Super fun game to watch, 34-27. Jameis was coming up with miracle play after miracle play. Do we think Dart can't do that? Dart's better than Jameis. And Jameis had them playing to these one-score losses over the last couple of weeks. Giants are going to be able to score. They've been averaging 24 points per game in Dart starts. So I think they get to at least that number. That's how I arrived at taking the plus 7.
I think the range is more wild with Jameis. His ceiling might be higher as a passer, but his floor is so low as a turnover machine, as a guy who throws bad interceptions, who takes bad sacks, where Dart, even as a youngster, is a little more consistent, and his floor might not be as high. Like, I don't think he's going to throw for 300 and 3 touchdowns, but I also don't think he's going to have the bad Jameis game. I'm talking about Dart, of course. So that's what I'm sort of hoping for, that Dart and Kafka can do some things, especially in the RPO. You can get that running game going. It opens up a lot with Dart. not only for him to be able to run and then throw on the run, but the play action game as well. And we've been talking about the Giants for weeks now. Oh, they don't have any receivers healthy. And then, you know, some guy comes out of nowhere and has 95 yards. So I'm not too concerned. As I said, already bet the Giants. And man, when you look at that money line price, 3-1, that's intriguing. Because, again, you're paying that New England tax because of the Patriots' record and how many games they've covered. I mean, this is one of the most profitable teams in the league. Easy. Hands down. So, okay, we're going to make the spread 7.5, and we'll make the money line almost minus 400. So if you're inclined to look for value, the value's on the Giants' side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the spread and on the plus 300. Also, let's go back to Carter for a second. Defensive rookie of the year. He's 20-1. Now, I don't want to go there, but remember his price coming into the season. He was 2-1. And most importantly, remember his sack number. Abdul Carter, first few weeks of the season, plus 115, plus 125, plus 135 to get a sack. Joe, I see a plus 190 tonight on Abdul Carter, over half a sack. How do you not think about that one? If we're talking about buying low, this is the definition of buying low. Now, you want to sell high on the Patriots as 7.5-point favorites? I get it. But if you're looking for something to buy low on in this game, you're looking at the guy who everybody said was the rookie of the year favorite. He's now almost 2-1 to record a sack.
I'm laughing because this morning when I was thinking about this game, I typed in Abdul Carter into the prop shop as well. So we were thinking the exact same thing. If it's going to happen, this would be the spot. A beat up offensive line. Everybody's saying he sucks, doesn't have any sacks on the year. That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, is it going to be Carter or is it going to be Thibodeau? Which one? You saw a Carter price at 2-1. I didn't see a Thibodeau price. And he's got 2.5 sacks on the year. Maybe he gets there. Burns, I'm not laying a price on him. Yeah, he's the most likely guy. He has 13 sacks, but it was like minus 138. Drake May takes sacks, man. He takes them every week. So, and he takes a number of them. So I don't think that's a bad idea if you want to go that route. A couple minutes ago, you mentioned the RPO with Dart. I think that is the most fascinating angle to this game. Because for 2 weeks, we've sat here, many people have been saying, okay, when Dart gets back, they're going to try and coach the run aspect out of him, which I think is very comical. So you'd imagine Kafka's been in his ear saying, look, man, you can't do this. You can't keep doing this. And Kafka knows he has no shot at the head coaching job if Dart gets hurt again, if he's running wild like he's done his entire career. But guess what? In college, they were telling him the same thing. And he didn't change. I have no reason to believe that in the heat of the moment that he's going to change and he's going to throw the ball away. He's going to play like he's always played. He's going to play the way that got him to the league. So the prop for Dart with rushing is 5.5 attempts and 27.5 rushing yards. Very curious to see if that ends up in the room with Dart returning tonight.
We will really find out a lot. This puzzle will be put together when we get the room, which we will do later on in the show. I also, sorry, hand up. I have no idea what the room did. I don't even know if anybody on the show knows. I shouldn't throw that out there because we were off last week. But I got a bunch of texts and DMs. Who's the room like? I'm like, don't know. Sorry, I'm off.
I checked in college. I think they actually had the first winning week of the year. Because
really?
It was 2-2, and then the Bama game was pending. Bama covered, right? Or no, they
Bama
did they?
Covered barely. Yeah, barely. Because they went for the touchdown end. In the final minute or so. And yeah. On 4th-and-2 or 4th-and-3, they threw the passing play for the touchdown and then kicked the extra point. 1-7, I'm pretty sure. So that would have been a cover, but barely.
And I think in the NFL, they had a winning week too. But they were on the Broncos, which was another side to go Commanders last night. But yeah, they were on the Niners. They end up covering. I remember that. I want to say 3-2. I'll double check on that. But I don't think it was a bad week. I don't think it was your typical bad week. But it was right around 500, like flip a coin. Okay, the Bama game was left. What are they going to do? We'll check on that. But your typical college weeks where they absolutely suck did not happen. All right, so we're both on the Giants. We're taking 7 on the dog. If you can get 7.5, go ahead and grab it. I see 7.5 at Pinnacle. BetMGM has 7.5.
Yeah.
DK at 7.5. FanDuel. Blue Book. Okay. Yep. Yeah. The respected books are at 7. And a lot of the books that our listeners and viewers bet at, they can get 7.5. So take 7.5.
That's no doubt. I did see this, by the way. This is a different game, but it's worth bringing up. Odds Logic just popped up an injury notification that Justin Herbert is available for Monday's game, against the Philadelphia Eagles. So he did leave that game. I honestly think like that guy would play in a wheelchair if he had to. So I never thought that. the guy played with a broken hand a couple years ago. Yeah. So maybe Madison Beer put some of that witch potion in a bowl and dunked the hand in there. I never thought he wasn't going to play. So Justin Herbert upgraded to available Monday night at home against the Eagles. Chargers a 3-point home dog.
Did you see Mason Crosby just push him over yesterday?
Yeah.
He was yelling, and then Crosby just came over after a play and just shoved him to the ground. Like, shut up, dude. That's enough out of you. But yeah, no, he re-entered that game with that injury. It's different. Yeah, Herbert and Rodgers, the non-throwing arm injuries, like, yeah, different stages in their life. One can deal with it. One certainly cannot. So, yeah, no, the Chargers, they went easily over the Raiders yesterday, 31-14. God, the Raiders suck. God, they're so bad. And I don't even know what to think about Genty. Like, he's running 2 yards per carry on a regular basis, but he has no offensive line. Bowers is remarkable. Did you see that second touchdown catch at the end of the game? He just picked it up off the ground. Remarkable. And just a wasted talent right now in that dumpster fire of an organization. Case of the Mondays next, show O Sammy P here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.